And with that, we are rolling on the daily edition of the Palm Village Word. In studio with me from Palm Village Retirement Community in Reedley is a director of marketing, Jim Duick. And we human beings love stories. We have stories. And I imagine you picked up a lot. How many years have you been with Palm Village?
Well, I've been at Palm Village now. I'm in my 18th year. So
wow.
It's a long time.
Wow. You've got lots of stories.
I've seen a lot. I've heard a lot.
Yeah. You've got something to share with us today, don't
well,
you?
Well, I do. You know, it's interesting. As I was driving in my car, I happened to hear an interview by Cynthia Tobias, who's an author and a speaker, and she was actually talking about dealing with and parenting strong-willed children.
Mm.
It was very interesting to me as she was talking and as she was describing some of the best techniques to be able to work productively with a strong-willed child, a flood of memories came back to me about all the adult children of seniors I've worked with for the last 18 years who are dealing with almost the exact same situation, except it happens to be with their parents.
Hmm.
And I thought, okay, I'm going to get this book and read it because
wow.
I think it not only applies to strong-willed children, but it applies to anyone with a strong will.
It's something you don't necessarily outgrow.
Oh, no. No, I don't think you outgrow it. And we've talked in some of our other broadcasts about AIP, which is aging in place. And once again, aging in place is the desire for an older adult to stay in a particular residential setting as long as possible,
mm-hmm.
even as health care needs increase.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, this has really been around for a long time. It's nothing new. In fact, it was the norm before the alternatives existed. Before Palm Village, over 70 years ago, if you were a senior and you happened to not have any children that you could move in with or that could take care of you and you didn't have any friends or maybe you weren't affiliated with a church, your only option was to go to the poorhouse in Stockton
in
1942. So there weren't a lot of options. Now there are a lot of options. And with surgeries, medicines, things getting a lot better, people are living longer. Men are living about 15 years longer than they used to. Women are living about 12 to 13 years longer, so we're all moving into this in-between stage. But this particular book that Cynthia Tobias wrote, it's called You Can't Make Me, But I Can Be Persuaded.
That sounds really good. That sounds like all of us.
Oh, my goodness. And as I was listening to her speak, I was thinking about all the poor mothers out there that have strong-willed children that they're frantically trying to productively work with.
Mm.
And this Cynthia Tobias actually went into a school and worked with teachers and brought a whole group of strong-willed children with them. And so one of the teachers said, you know, what do we do? How do we get you to cooperate and work? She says, well, it would be important to make me feel unique and special. And mm-hmm. the teacher responded with, well, I've got 180 students. I don't have time for that. And then the strong-willed child responded and said, well, you don't have to, but you asked what it would take.
Mm.
So I thought that was very interesting. One of the approaches, real quick, is instead of threatening somebody and saying, well, if you don't do this, then this is going to happen, you might just say, well, you know, once this is completed, then we can move on to what it is you want to do.
Right. And in senior care, this could be the adult child addressing the parent.
That's right. So there's definitely techniques that work and techniques that don't work in dealing mm. with seniors that want to stay where they are no matter what.
Yeah. Stubborn people are stubborn people if they're 5 years old or if they're 85 years
That's
old.
That's right. Exactly.
You got to use those same techniques. Jim Duick, Director of Marketing at Palm Village Retirement Community, can always be reached in the 559 area code at 638-6933.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Ken, and we'll see you on the radio.
And thank you, listener, for joining us for the Palm Village Word.